I started with the song Connection because of a game we're going to be playing here. If my production capabilities hold up, we're going to play Connections, and that we are going to bounce songs off each other live. That has to have at least a tangential connection to the prior song. And I think this is meaningful because it mirrors the connections that folks can make through music, through community radio, like here, starting right at Asheville FM. And most of you in the who are listening live know that we went through a catastrophe here in Asheville, North Carolina, a month ago, from which the town has not really recovered yet. And I like to think of community being built through neighborhoods and music, radio. But when you have not the storm of the century amidst a century of storms, and when the measurement came out of this hurricane, a tropical storm, Helene, hitting Asheville, and it was 1.2 trillion gallons of water, that this turned out to be a 500-year flood, not just the storm of the century.
Right.
And it has affected everyone in Asheville for one way or the other. We have our station manager here. He and his husband run a community farm out in Hendersonville. They were under 20 feet of water. So the farm was just dilapidated. We have many volunteers here at Asheville FM who lost their homes, lost their roofs, may have lost some loved ones. And for those of us who, you know, the worst thing that happened to us was a fallen tree or whatever coming down, there's no water. We don't have potable water. It's not going to come for probably another month or a little bit more. So it's, you know, it questions about taking a shower. You definitely can't drink it even after boiling it. It's sort of a problem. So it's something which has affected all of us. You know, I have an 11-year-old daughter. Those of you who listen live hear her kick off the show each time. And, you know, I tried to convey some false sense of normalcy to her through this tragedy of trying to make things seem more normal than they actually were. And I guess it's on me. There was a disconnect that I tried to establish normalcy. And then the times when she acted like this was a normal situation, I would kind of snap at her like, no, of course, aren't as many inflated balloons for Halloween. Like, this isn't like all the other Halloweens. This is totally different. How can you think it's the same? Hmm. You know, that's on me. And I'm sure 10 years from now, she'll look back and she'll go tell her friends, you know, my father was a total douchebag in natural disasters. Like, of every 500-year natural disasters, the worst came out of my dad. But it is something all of us have tried. DJ Eric Maddox, you have a family as well too, and trying to create some normalcy.
Yeah, of course. I mean, but it's all around. We live very close to the river, and there are so many different places that we visited even recently before the storm, or just to get around through Asheville, that are constant reminders. And you just look up in the trees and you see how high the debris is still in the trees.
Yeah.
And it's hard to fathom. And I actually saw it firsthand. And it's just very hard to wrap my head around it. But that the problem with a lot of this is the normalcy and the normal days and the routines that we are going to reestablish are always going to be upended by just going out into the environment. And that's going to happen for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the routines and all the different ways we go through our day are going to have to be altered to include that.
Yeah.
And think about how we're going to make these changes to go forward and live in this area.
Yeah. You talk about there are many areas just absolutely flattened. And I take great strains to go out of my way to avoid those areas, even when I'm just by myself. For number one, I don't want to be a devastation tourist. I think the people who were wiped out deserve their privacy and all that.
Agreed.
But also the rare times I have taken a wrong turn, kind of out of instinct, because the fastest way to get from point A to point B that I've always done goes by through some devastation. I feel something primal in me of recoiling when you see the level of destruction that your mind starts thinking, what caused this? Something had to have been biblically powerful to have left this sort of destruction. And the most upsetting thing for me of a city, which is just sad, really, everywhere you look, was you look up in those trees, as you had mentioned, and you start to see clothing, and you start to see bed sheets, and you go, this is 12 feet off the ground, and I'm seeing people's underwear or whatever. And it's something that's going to last with all of us for a while. As you listed, Fade to Gray's 50 Ways to Weave Your Covers, which originates here on Asheville FM and goes out to community radio throughout North America. We are playing a game. I'm not going to say it's a challenge. It's cooperative between myself, Gray Wheeler, and DJ Eric Maddox, called Connections, that we are going to zing songs at one another, and each song has to have at least a tangential connection to the prior song. And we have some ground rules, so things don't get out of hand. You got to, after your pick, you got to explain the connection with the previous song. I'm going to kick it off somewhat randomly of just a song, which I think is a complete banger, and it is underplayed. It's the sample source for Beck's Devil's Haircut. You'll recognize the drums. And it's by a guy named Bernard Purdy, who is also known as Pretty Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
Bernard Purdy, they called him Pretty Purdy, and he invented the Purdy Shuffle. And I mean, my arms hurt listening to that song. He is just pounding. He is just pounding those drums.
And this is the way my brain works, so follow me on this. Okay, Bernard Purdy actually started a record label called Encounter Records, and he put out a handful of releases in the early 70s, and one of those releases was by a band called East Coast. Now, the band East Coast was led by their drummer, Larry Blackman, who eventually formed the band Cameo, who obviously had a very long career but didn't have a top 40 hit until Word Up in 1986. And I know that there is a cover version that I like of Word Up by an artist called Willis. So here it is, Willis doing Word Up.
Pretty ladies,